Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 14th, 1952, and the title is The Treasure Map War. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of the Treasure Map War. You know how we always say that Kellogg's Rice Krispies is the talking cereal? Well, I think we could also call it the singing cereal. Because just as quick as you pour milk on Kellogg's Rice Krispies, you hear snap, crackle, pop. It's music to your ears. Music that's a snapping, crackling, popping invitation to good eating. Have your mom buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies the very next time she's out shopping. Kellogg's Rice Krispies that go snap, crackle, pop. In the wild days of the Old West, there were always lawless men ready to move in and help themselves to another's good fortune. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles met many of these vultures as they carried the law to the frontier, but none as dangerous as those in the Treasure Map War.
Bill, we're heading for the Blue Heaven Casino.
That's right, Jingles.
Well, that place is a long ways from heaven. What are we going there for?
I just got word that they might need a couple of officers of the law in a few minutes.
Well, that's us, but what are we supposed to do?
Keep our eyes and ears open. Well, here we are.
Okay, I got my eyes and ears open.
Might be a good idea to keep our mouths shut for a while, too, partner. Well, come on.
Plenty more if I need him.
Well, who's that old geezer spending his money?
Never saw him before, but he's sure having himself a time.
Bill, he's throwing gold nuggets around like they were peanuts.
Yeah, and look at the attention he's getting. Any one of those sharpshooters in here would gladly cut his throat for that bag of nuggets.
Yeah, let's go tell him he's asking for trouble.
No, not yet. Let's wait for somebody to try something.
Well, 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 look who's visiting the Blue Heaven Casino. You slumming today, Hickok?
Hello, Benson. No, we're here on business.
Yeah, our kind of business, not yours.
Well, that's too bad. I thought you might like to try your luck at a game of chance.
Looks like there's somebody here's already taking chances.
Yes, sirree, boys, I struck it rich, real rich. Found all the gold I'll ever need, and nobody but me knows where it is.
You mean our friend over there, Hickok?
That's right.
That's Lucky Morgan. He's a prospector, and he struck it rich. Ain't that nice?
Nice, if he can keep any of it. But he's advertising for a hole in the head right now.
That's his business, gents. He ain't breaking all laws, and neither is anyone else in here right now. So why don't you badge packers just go for a walk? Unless you want to sample the hospitality of the establishment.
Your place is open to the public, isn't it, Benson?
Well, in a way, yes.
We're the public, and we're staying.
All right, Hickok. But ain't every day that a sucker like Lucky there walks into the Blue Heaven with a poke full of nuggets. And my boys are going to be real unhappy if he gets away from them.
Bill, Lucky's heading over this way.
Good, I'd like to talk to him.
I'm warning you, Hickok. You're outnumbered here. Leave him alone.
My job is to see that the citizens are safe, Benson, even in your place.
Here, drink up.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy, son. Hey, you're Wild Bill Hickok, ain't you?
That's right, and I'm Jingle.
Well, I'm Lucky Morgan. Mighty happy to know you.
You're putting on a pretty big celebration, aren't you?
Sure am. I struck it rich. I found the lost Apache mine.
Hey, Bill, that's where the Apaches buried their treasure, ain't it?
That's right, Jingles. Huh. Lucky, I don't think I'd go around telling everybody if I were you.
Oh, why not? Nobody knows how to get there but me. I got a map right here in my pocket, and I ain't letting nobody see it.
Well, what do you know?
A map? Yeah, that boy.
Yeah. Why don't you give me that map, Lucky?
Yeah, Bill will keep it for you in the morning.
Oh, now you don't, Hickok.
Don't go for your gun, Benson.
You can't outdraw 10 of us.
If anybody starts anything, I'll have to try. You better come along with me, Lucky. I'm going to lock you up in jail where you'll be safe.
You can't arrest him. He ain't done nothing.
As far as I'm concerned, he's disturbing the peace.
Yeah, and if we leave him here with that map, things won't be peaceful very long.
All right, get him, boys. Get him down.
Well, anybody else?
Keep your hands up. All of you.
Well, looks to me like only about 3 out of the 10 had nerve enough to draw, Benson.
All right. You win this time, Hickok. Take him away. But that Apache treasure belongs to anybody who finds it. And Lucky's gonna have trouble hanging on to that map.
Say, Slim, some of the fellows and girls listening in have been wanting to know what a chute is. Now, how about you telling them all about it?
Sure thing, Charlie. A chute, C-H-U-T-E, is a sort of a runway or boardwalk. The cowboys build chutes to load and unload cattle for shipment to market.
Now, there's an interesting thing, Slim. The Kellogg Company of Battle Creek uses chutes, too, when they package those swell Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Of course, the Kellogg chutes are in the Rice Krispies factory and all clean and nice. That's right, Wranglers. And once those golden oven-pop kernels of Rice Krispies are packaged, they're on their way to your breakfast table and some downright delicious eating. And Kellogg's Rice Krispies make little snap, crackle, pop noises when milk or cream is poured on them because of the delicate crispness of the rice when it's oven-popped, Kellogg's special can't-be-copied way. Ask Mom to get a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies the very next time she goes to the store. They're fun to listen to and even more fun to eat. Now let's sing our Kellogg's Rice Krispies marching song.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's.
Remember, ask Mom to get a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. They go snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles had to face angry guns to rescue the prospector Lucky Morgan from the gang that wanted his treasure map to the lost Apache mine. Bill took the old man to jail and locked him up for safekeeping.
Here, bring me some breakfast or something.
Sounds like a prisoner woke up, Bill.
Sure does. Wonder how he's feeling this morning.
Somebody bring me a bucket of water anyhow. I'm dying of thirst.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, Sheriff, I want a lawyer. I want out.
Oh, keep your shirt on, your old goat. We're coming.
It's about time. Got me in jail and I don't know what for. Well, I'll be blamed. Wild Bill.
Yeah, and Jingle.
What are you two doing running the jail? Where's the sheriff?
Over at his office. We're just here to take care of you.
Take care of me? What for?
Oh, you got kind of talkative last night, Lucky, and some of the boys at the Blue Heaven got right interested in the lost Apache treasure.
No fooling. Did I go and blab about that?
You sure did. Worse than that, you advertised the fact that you had a map with you.
So we locked you and the map up for safekeeping.
Well, doggone me. I always did talk too much when I got to celebrating. Thanks, Bill, for taking care of me.
Well, that's all right, Lucky. It's part of my job. But as long as you carry that map, you're still not safe.
That's right. We know about 10 galoots that'd fill you full of lead just to get a peek at that map.
And I thought my troubles would be over when I struck it rich. Looks like it's just beginning. What'll I do, Bill?
Well, why not lock the map up in the vault at the bank? That's the safest place I know of.
By granny, that's a good idea. Come on. Oh,
what's the matter, old-timer?
Oh, my head. You sure nobody tapped me on the skull last night?
No, it's all your own fault. Come on now.
Let this be a lesson to you, Jingles. Don't ever find a lost treasure. Or at least don't celebrate it.
Grab your hat, Jingles. We're going down to the bank right now.
Right, Bill.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Looks like our playmates are back again.
Well, what do you know? There's Ace Benson right across the street.
And there's Pete Daly and Trigger Blake.
And a couple of more gun hands I never met. Lucky you got a reception committee waiting for you.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. There ain't no use you and Jingles getting shot up in my account.
A U.S. Marshal is supposed to protect property, and that map you got in your pocket is your property. Come on, let's get down to the bank.
Ain't much use arguing with Bill Lucky. That man just plain likes to walk into trouble.
Well, all right. But there's an awful lot of low-slung holsters between here and that bank vault.
Well, here comes Benson to wish us a cheerful good morning, Bill.
So I see. We'll just keep right on walking.
Well, good morning, gents. Out for a little stroll before breakfast?
What'd I tell you?
That's right, Benson. Why don't you stroll along with us?
Huh? You loco, Bill?
I just thought his gun slicks wouldn't be so likely to shoot us in the back if he's with us. Grab him, Jingles.
Let go.
Hold him.
I got him. He ain't going nowhere.
Hey, Clark, what's the idea?
You're coming along with us to the bank, Benson, whether you like it or not. Lucky, walk right in front of this sidewinder.
Oh, no. Not while he's still got his gun.
I got his gun, and I might use it on him if he doesn't hold still.
Good. Now, Jingles and I can walk along on each side of him. You better tell your boys to go on home, Benson, and leave us alone.
Tell them yourself.
All right, I will. Listen, you polecats. Get on back to the Blue Heaven and stay off the street, or Jingles is liable to pull the trigger on your boss.
Go on, men. Hickok means it. We'll take care of him and his feather-headed prospector later.
Well, now, that's a real pretty speech.
Sounds wonderful to me.
Are we ready, gents?
All ready. Let's march.
Samantha. Well, we've been in town long enough. Time we was hit the trail.
Why don't you get yourself a horse instead of those dad-blamed burros, Lucky?
Oh, I wouldn't know what to do without Samantha and Clarabelle Jingles. Fact, it was Clarabelle that found the lost Apache treasure.
How was that?
Well, she got mad at me one day and pitched off her pack saddle and hit for the hills.
Well, that shows she's got good sense.
I took out after her, but I couldn't catch her. Finally, I got so all fired fussed at her that I ducked into a little draw, got me a handful of rocks to throw at her. Thought they felt a mite heavy, so I took a look. By jingoes, they was gold nuggets that some old Indian had dropped there.
No wonder you like your burros.
Was that the lost Apache mine?
Twern't far from there. I just followed a trail of gold up to the tunnel, and here she was.
Well, you take your burros and head back out on the trail, Lucky, but I wouldn't go back to the treasure for a while.
Why not, Bill?
Benson and his gang won't give up easily. They might try to follow you to the lost Apache.
Very cracky. I never thought of that.
Yeah, as long as the map is safe in the bank, they'll figure you might lead them to the treasure.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just give them a run for their money. Before they get through following me, they'll have all the camping out in the desert they'll ever want. Come on, Samantha, Clarabelle. Time to get a moving.
So long, Lucky. Next time you come to town to celebrate, warn us ahead of time, will you?
Oh, I learned my lesson. So long, Bill.
Bye, Lucky.
Well, there he goes, Bill. Maybe I ought to trade Joker in on a pair of burros and let him lead me to a lost mine.
How about that, Joker? Hey, he doesn't think much of the idea.
Well, all you ever got me into was trouble, Joker. Now, why don't you... Bill, what was that?
A big explosion, Jingles.
It's down at the other end of town. Sounded like dynamite.
Let's go. Steady, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, easy.
All right, let's ride. Up, Buckshot.
Go, Joker! Bill, look at that cloud of dust and smoke.
Jingles, that's the bank.
It sure is. Blown to smithereens.
Pick him up, Buckshot. Let's go.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha! Whole back end of the building was blown off.
It blew the doors off the vault, too.
Yeah. Here's Peterson, the banker. Hi, Pete.
Hello, Jingles. Bill, I'm glad you're here.
What happened, Mr. Peterson? A new style of bank robbery?
I don't know. That's what I thought at first, but look around. Whoever did it didn't take any money.
Golly, that's right. There's cash scattered all over the place.
Well, they might have grabbed a few $100, but why'd they leave all the rest of this?
Well, maybe they got scared off.
Well, Ace Benson was the first man to get here. When I come running up, he said the gang had left.
Ace Benson?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. By the way, Pete, where'd you put that treasure map that Lucky Morgan gave you to keep for him?
Why, I put it right in the vault on a little shelf. Hey, wait a minute. Bill, it was right about here in a little black strong box.
Yeah, it looks like it's gone.
And I'll bet Ace Benson is gone, too.
That's where you're wrong, Hickok.
Benson.
That's right. I hear someone talking about me.
What do you know about this, Benson?
All I know is that somebody blew up the bank.
Yeah, and took Lucky Morgan's treasure map.
I don't know anything about that. All I know is that I'm getting tired of having you two tinhorn lawmen meddling in my affairs. If you got any evidence on me, go ahead, run me in. If you haven't, keep your nose out of my business.
I don't have any evidence, Benson, but if you or any of your gang starts out for the lost Apache mine, I'll be on your trail.
As a matter of fact, Hickok, I am thinking of taking a trip. But if I find you following my trail, it'll be the last trail you'll ever ride.
Hey, kids. I see a whole bunch of cowpokes gathered around our old friend Slim. Let's sneak over and see what they're talking about.
Yeah, what do you mean it must be hard to do? Why, even small cowpokes could do it.
Well, what's up, Slim? Looks like you're having a little argument with the boys.
Oh, shucks, it's nothing much, Charlie. Just some of the fellas can't believe that anything as good-tasting as Kellogg's Crispy Squares can be so easy to fix.
Well, now, fellas, and that goes for you wranglers at home, too, let me tell you that Slim here is 100% right. It's a snap to fix up a batch of those wonderful treats called Kellogg's Crispy Squares. The simple, no-muss, no-fuss recipe is right on the box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. You just follow it, and 9 minutes later, you'll have yourself one of the most lip-smacking, taste-tempting treats you've ever had the pleasure of eating. Big, sweet, plump marshmallows mixed together with fresh, crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Oh, me, sounds powerful good there, doesn't it? Well, now, why don't you fix up a batch for the whole family tonight? Or maybe Mom would rather surprise them herself. But just make sure you got a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and some marshmallows. You'll find the simple-to-follow recipe on the Rice Krispies box. Believe me, partners, Kellogg's Crispy Squares are real tasty.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles are sure that Ace Benson blew up the bank to get the treasure map that shows the location of the lost Apache mine, they're also sure that Ace and his men will try to find the treasure. So they head down the trail to find the old prospector, Lucky Morgan, and get to the mine first.
Bill, why didn't we run that Riesel Benson into jail before we left?
Not enough evidence, Jingles. But we can be pretty sure that he and his gang dynamited that bank to get the map. But proving it is something else again.
Well, where are we heading now?
Look down the ground. Can't you see the tracks?
Where?
Pull up a minute. Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker.
Lean down and take a good look.
Oh, yeah. Awful small horses went by here, didn't they?
Those are burrow tracks, Jingles. Huh? And boot heels walking right alongside of them.
Oh, by golly, you're right.
They went this way not too long ago. There's a tuft of grass pulled out and the dirt's still moist.
Hey, this must be Lucky's trail.
That's right. The right heel mark has four little wooden square holes where he fixed his own boot with wooden pegs.
Doggone it, Bill. You know, you could trail a buzzard flying over a swamp.
Well, it takes practice, Jingle. What do you say we catch up with the Lucky? Ho, Buckshot.
Hot Joker, ho! What do we do when we find him?
We get him to take us to the lost Apache before Ace Benson and his gang get there.
Have another cup of coffee, Jingles. And another piece of Johnny cake.
I don't mind if I do, Lucky. But shouldn't we be hitting the trail up to the lost Apache?
Oh, you wouldn't like it up there, Jingles. Oh, it's hot and rocky and dusty. Oh, it's a lot nicer right here by the stream.
Well, this is all right with me if Benson and his gang will be coming this way.
They will if they follow my map. This is the only trail into the canyon.
Huh, I guess you're right, Lucky. Here comes a pack of riders down the side of the hill now.
Gosh. Hey, there must be 15 of them, Bill. How are we going to handle them?
Get your rifle and both six guns and get behind those rocks. They'll have to cross the stream to get to us, and they'll be out in the open when they do.
Well, that's fine. We'll be in a good spot to shoot from, but there's five of them for each one of us, and I don't like the odds.
Oh, cheer up, Jingles. Maybe we can surprise them.
Just remember to keep your head down when the lead starts flying.
Bill, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to keep all of me down.
How much further to Lost Apache, Ace?
Not very far, according to this map.
Yeah, we had trouble enough getting that map. It better be right.
All right, Benson. You and your men can head back to town.
Hickok! What are you doing here?
He's hunting polecats, that's what.
Hey, boss, there are those rocks across the stream.
That's right. We're blocking your trail, so turn around.
You're crazy, Hickok. I got a small army here with me. We're going through.
You try it, and we'll cut that army down to our size.
All right, come on, then. Let's get rid of those stock packers once and for all. Ride across the river and get them.
It's what I've been waiting for.
Bill, there's too many of them. They'll plow us under.
Do the best you can, partner. All right, dust them off a little.
Let them have it, man.
Hurry up, ride into them.
Ace, I'm stuck.
What's the matter? Hurry up.
My horse can't move.
That wasn't on the map, was it?
Hey, this is all quicksand.
What's going on out there?
That's right. It's all quicksand, and you're all stuck for good.
Hey, quicker. Blast them down.
Get on, Lucky.
Lucky, you did that on purpose. You led them all into a quicksand trap.
We've got to get them out of there.
Oh, let them drown.
Nothing doing. Throw down your guns, Benson, and we'll pull you out.
Nothing doing, Hickok. You come near me and I'll kill you.
Don't listen to him, Hickok. The rest of us have had enough. Throw down your guns, boys.
How about it, Benson?
All right, you win. Now hurry and get us out of here.
Jingles, you get our horses and the ropes. We're going to have to work fast.
All right, Trigger, you're out of the river. Now turn around and get your hands tied.
Hey, I'm running out of rope, Jingles. We got them all but Benson.
Hurry up, Hickok. I'm about to go under.
Here comes the rope. Slip it under your arms.
So set. Pull me up.
All right, here we go. Steady now, Buckshot. Easy does it, boy. Easy.
Just get this rope off.
Before we do anything else, Benson, let's have that map.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll kill you, Hickok.
I'm shooting you.
I don't have to.
All right, I've had enough.
I'll see you.
That takes care of him.
Go ahead and get your map back from him, Lucky.
Oh, let him keep it.
What? After all this trouble?
You mean you don't want the map to the treasure?
The map he's got just shows a way to this quicksand, Bill. I made it up just for snakes like him.
Well, doggone. Oh, where's the real treasure map?
There ain't none.
Huh?
When I want to find the mine, I just line up my two burros, Samanthe and Clarabelle. And I look between them long ears of theirs like a couple of gun sights. And there is the lost Apache mine.
Are you sure about that, Lucky?
Sure, I'm sure. But you got to have the burros standing in the right place. And I am the only one who knows where that place is.
Doggone it, Bill, that settles it. If you and I are ever going to find a treasure and get rich, Buckshot and Joker have just got to grow longer ears.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's all for now, folks. We'll see you again on Monday.
And we'll have another Wild Bill Hickok story for you, all about Bill and Jingles getting into a whole pack of trouble with a fellow we call the Gold Maker.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure, tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jack Moyles, Lou Krugman, and Ralph Moody. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in The Gold Maker.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Why don't you send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.